One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. It is the Tuesday before the May long weekend. We'll kick off the show today. Here is Inherent Vices with an ode to the season that is upon us. It's Bummer Summer on Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Inherent Vices complaining about the heat. Let's hopefully there'll be enough heat for us to complain about, but not the complaining. It is Discorder Radio. It is Wade here along with Matt Muse.
Hey.
And Liz Holiday.
Hello.
Hi
there.
Yeah. It is the second show of May, the last show before the May long weekend, the unofficial kickoff weekend of the summer.
Woohoo.
And we thought we'd hopefully not send any bad omens out by starting off with that track, but we wanted to at least include the season's title in there somewhere. Also want to play that song because Inherent Vices are part of another one of these Snail Productions mega lineup with a cool epic title happening this weekend. It is the Snail Productions presents 8 killer bands on 2 badass stages. It's all happening this Friday at the Railway Club, and that includes the Shindig Winners, Still Creek Murder, Moss Fett, Invisible Ray, Scotty P and the Virgins, Spruce Trap, Pink Licorice, Double Digits, and the band you just heard there, Inherent Vices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is the part of the show we like to do a bit of a week, I guess, the weekend recap, if you will.
Yeah, live music experiences.
Yeah.
From us.
Exactly. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Yeah. How was yours?
It was great. It was great.
I heard you got up to a lot.
I did, as per usual. You know me and my FOMO. But on Saturday night, I went to an event at, actually, there was the space. It's called... oh my God, what's it called now? It's at 14, oh, Studio East, 1480 Francis Street. It's basically in the Clark and Broadway area. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you know, you have to kind of know where it is to find out about it. It's this sort of studio space. Luckily, I've got some friends that are in the know.
Yeah, obviously.
But I got invited to this thing. It was the Shubaloo launch party, featuring 10 local bands and 10 local beers.
Yeah.
Now, Shubaloo is a guy who started his own, sort of concert calendar. And the cool thing about this, the Shubaloo concert calendar, is they break it down by genre. Although there might be a couple glitches on the website, because apparently Twin Shadow is playing every night at the Imperial for the next 6 weeks straight. So please ignore that. There's no Twin Shadow date yet for Vancouver.
Unless it's actually happening and no one knows.
Yeah.
No, the first one's
for
on
six,
it.
For 6 weeks straight?
6 weeks. Marathon concert.
My housemate is Twin Shadow fanatic, so I'm sure I would have heard by now. But yeah, other than that, Shubaloo, very cool site. Check it out. Again, it's like a new Vancouver concert calendar, breaking it down by genre. Their launch party on Saturday was great. I mean, 10 local bands. I said 10 local bands, 10 local beers. I only saw about 3 local beers, but I was handed a bunch of free tickets, so I can't complain. I will say this though. I loved the fact they had a bunch of bands to choose from, and I'll give you a little sample of who we had. MOSFET, who was just mentioned off the top, they're going to be playing as part of the Snail Productions at Railway this Friday. They were there. Dried Out, I get to meet the guys from Dried Out. Nice dudes. They were there. Ty Collins, Sydney Thorne of Dogwood and Dahlia, The Fever, Random Dander, Soft Haze, Weird Candle, who we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show,
yeah.
Gracing the Cover. Along with a couple other bands, but I wanted to just quickly mention this, though. So I was really excited for the last few bands, namely because, Weird Candle is the cover this month. Malk, they were one of the bands featured in Shindig. War Baby, good friends of ours here at the station. And then they even announced on the day of that the surprise band was going to be Girlfriends and Boyfriends.
Wow.
So I was really excited, got down there, and by the time I got there, they were about an hour behind schedule, and then I stuck around literally till 1:45, and at 1:45, no joke, Malk had just taken the stage. Malk is the third last band to play. They still had War Baby and Girlfriends Boyfriends to go, and at 1:45, the third last band was on the stage. So again, Shubaloo, thank you for throwing together a great night, but you guys got to be a little more on the ball in terms of like the snappiness, because
could do better.
It was like the bands that were scheduled in the 9 o'clock slot had the most fans, pretty well. But regardless, again, Shubaloo, go check them out. I believe the website is as it sounds, shubaloo.com, shubaloo. And let's play a couple of bands from Saturday. One, the band that I had to walk out during because I had other plans, and it was 1:45. So we're going to start it off with, we'll reverse that. We're going to play Girlfriends and Boyfriends without me. I didn't get to see these guys, unfortunately, but apparently they closed out the show. And then we'll play a Malk after that, who was on stage 1:45 and I left. So here we go. Girlfriends and Boyfriends without me on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Guitar man. got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Be sure to come check us out May 22nd for the Crimes and Treasons 12-year anniversary and CITR 101.9 FM fundraiser.
We're going to be having a live taping of Crimes and Treasons that'll be broadcasted live on 101.9 FM. We're going to have freestyles from Young Brazed, Rebel Radio 1, Dream Dior.
And also we're going to have some special DJ sets throughout the night. We have Cash and Money, we have Homeboy Jules, Relly Rels, Owa Boa, Wataru, and many more.
We'll also be doing a photography show called Shots Fired, shots of crazy scenes all around the world.
Be sure to come check us out. Tickets are only $10 and they will go to support CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Check us out at 8 p.m. at Fortune Sound Club on May 22nd.
That's 147 East Pender Street in Vancouver, BC. Be there.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and
back on Discorder Radio, Prehistoric by Malk, who are playing a bit late on Saturday night, but nonetheless, they put on a good set. Malk is Alex Smith, Miranda, Maria, Kyle Schick, Lou Lab, and JD Bateman from Abbotsford. They were involved in Shindig this year. They came close, didn't quite pull it out, lost to Steel Creek Murder, who's playing this Friday with a bunch of other bands at the Railway Club. Speaking of live shows, I went into great detail about the Shubaloo experience on Saturday, but we didn't get to talk about your musical adventures over the weekend, Liz.
Oh, yeah. Not quite as exciting, not quite as various in the number of bands, but I got a chance on Sunday night down at Guild & Company at Corral and Alexander, I believe, to see a coworker of mine play in Trio.
Great name. So,
yeah, really great name. Really fun little impromptu set that they played. It was only two thirds of the trio, but they're a nice little kind of bluegrass, rockabilly, folk group, and they're, I don't know, very fun. I feel like it's a genre that doesn't get explored very much these days, and especially in Vancouver, it's kind of like a, it's not a big popular scene, but it's, it made everyone, like, it was such a relaxed atmosphere, and everyone was just, like, enjoying the end of a night, a nice weekend with some folky tunes.
Nice.
Nice little classic, like, guitar harmonica setup.
Were people really drinking cute bourbon as well?
I didn't see a lot of that. There was a lot of beer. But then I think that kind of comes with the territory. No, not so much that I saw. But then again, if they'd maybe had a little more time to prepare for the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio, if it wasn't so improv, maybe they would have set themselves up more.
Fair enough.
But yeah, they're really great. We're going to play a little track by them. This one's called A Better Day. This is the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio on CITR 101.9.
Hey, this is Scott Stanton.
And it's Dave Lang from Currentswell. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Baby, baby.
Prime Movie, normally scheduled at this time, will not be seen tonight, so we can bring you the following special programs.
Slowing them down, too young to listen, too late for wishing. tall milk?
Stuck in his way, stood strong in his will when he would stay up for days. Never wanna give him so much that we're missing now. All in black and standing around, crying over a picture, not a body in the ground. Still forgetting the mistakes he was living.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Current Swell doing their best 80s aerobicizing. Note to self, don't play the YouTube version of that song on future tapings of the show. yes, with the track Rollin', off the heels of another great track that had a bit of a country banjo-y feel, with three bottom shelf bourbon trio. And yeah, just kind of noticing as well that 80s aerobicizing in the Current Swell video made me think back to the Girlfriends and Boyfriends track we heard before. Liz, you mentioned it had a bit of like a 1980s summertime kind of feel.
Yeah, I was feeling that kind of the 80s vibe.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the 80s and Girlfriends and Boyfriends, there was actually a French film called Boyfriends and Girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
It came out back in the summer of 87. So yeah, maybe this show is turning into a bit of like the... our 80s summertime theme.
Just happened. Just yeah. Happened.
Well,
to us.
You know, we like to, when we do our podcasts, we like to title the, just we're being very meta here, Discord Radio listeners. We like to actually give each show that we do a title and a bit of a theme. And, you know, I think last week was the Cinco de Mayo show, for example. The week before was the show of lasts for a while because it was CJ's last show.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this one. Feel.
80s summertime. I like that. That's very specific.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. We'll see if the rest of the show follows suit. But yes, there you go. That was Current Swell. They are playing as part of the Great Outdoors Fest, aka Go Fest, this weekend in Whistler, along with a bunch of other bands, including Canadian legends April Wine.
Ooh.
Yeah. If you're going to be in Whistler this weekend, make sure you go check that out. But closer to home, closer to our mandate here and our hearts. Let's bring it back to Discorder Magazine.
Discorder Magazine, yes.
Whom our show is the audio baby of. And let's talk about the brand new May issue.
Yeah.
And their cover band, Weird Candle.
Weird Candle. Well, Weird Candle actually ties in a little bit to what you were talking about in terms of 80s influence. They're born out of a lot of like 80s kind of like German industrial psych music. That's kind of where they come from. So it's
at least the 80s
different
are
mentioned. Side. Yeah, different side of 80s.
So we're still kind of on
very
theme.
Different.
Okay,
kind of, good. Yeah. It's coming in. So they are, if you've read the article, or if you haven't, I guess that's what we're here for. It is a two-piece, you know, Kilroy Catterwall and Caleb Blagg.
Very cool.
I don't know if those are their real names. If they are, wow. If they aren't, awesome, because those are good names. So they are actually, they're just releasing their first LP this month, called Regeneration. But at the time that this article was written, they were also finishing their second LP and about to embark on a European tour. So they're going for it. They've got, like, I would expect for all our listeners out there to hear a lot about Weird Candle in the coming months or year. I don't know, but they seem to be kind of picking up momentum. Like I said, they're kind of like synth industrial and electronic body music a little bit. It's kind of a weird mix of things, but they're being released on the Belgian label Weird Sun Records. So they're getting picked up across the seas, which is something interesting.
Weird Candle and Weird Sun Records.
Yeah, Weird Sun is W-E-Y-R-D. But yes, it's just weird all around. Mm-hmm. So it's the little thematic tie. Yeah, but interesting little article they've written. They're working, or they recorded out of like Redgate, the actual like venue and art space. They have their studio in the Redgate building. Yeah. And actually, if you are taking a look at the article this month, the pictures that are in there, which are taken by, what's her name?
Tara Bigdelli.
Tara Bigdelli. Lovely Tara Bigdelli. Those are actually taken in the Redgate space. So that's where all that cool graffiti is coming from.
Nice. Also, shout out to Gary Jarvis, who wrote the article, and Amelia Garvin, who added some cool illustrations on there as well. You can check it out all on pages 28 through 30 in this month's Discorder magazine.
Yeah, and on that note, we're going to play a little Weird Candle. This is Science on CITR 101.9.
What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
the blade out the handle while the blood runs down the drain.
We are back on Discord Radio. Great tune there from Swank. Kill Him With Honey. There you go, Swank. A nice little review written about their most recent release called Heap It Together. You can find it in the under review section of this month's Discord magazine. And prior to that, we heard the Discord Radio debut of our May cover band,
Weird Candle.
Weird Candle, who played their song Science. And I, like, how do we miss this? We're talking. '80s movie Weird Science? Ring any bells?
Oh, heck yeah.
We were just sitting in the snow.
There we go. There you go. Hear that? A little. Okay. Oh, there it is. Weird Science. Okay.
That is truthfully all right, an 80s day.
Okay. On point for the theme. All right. Good stuff. Oh, we're having fun here at Discord Radio.
Always.
So it is. It's May the 12th. It is 1 week left in the CBC Searchlight competition. It's been going on since the end of March. 3,000 bands vying to become Canada's next shining light in the Canadian music scene. Last year's artist, Laura Mann, the Fairly Odd Folk from Calgary, representing the West. This year, we had Shy Charity from Vancouver. She was our lone Western representative in their top 10 last week. But unfortunately, she did not crack the top four. So that's what they're down to now. The top four for the Searchlight competition here for CBC. And we are going to read those four bands for you right now. Okay, here we go. The four finalists. This is literally just announced 2 hours ago, so it's hot off the press.
Ooh.
From Montreal, The Fall Line. From Quebec City, Orange O'Clock. From Windsor/London, Ivory Hours. And from Iqaluit, Scary Bear Soundtrack. And I guess because Iqaluit is the closest city to Vancouver out of those four, I guess that's the one we should play. So let's give this group a whirl. They are from Iqaluit. It's a two-piece, a bit of an electro-pop, electro-synth kind of feel. And we wish them best of luck in the CBC Searchlight competition. The winning act gets to perform at the CBC Music Fest at the end of the month in Toronto. Along with $20,000 from Yamaha. So Here we go. This is Scary Bear Soundtrack from Iqaluit with the track Fault Lines. Wishing them best of luck in becoming Canada's newest, brightest light in the Searchlight competition. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Thank you.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
across the sea of space.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Les Chaussettes, who graced the cover of Discord Magazine last fall with the track Volcanoes. They are playing this Friday at the Cobalt. And prior to that, we heard the Discord Radio debut of one of the Searchlight CBC Searchlight finalists, Scary Bear Soundtrack from Iqaluit. None of It. One of the first None of It artists we've played here on Discord Radio. We wish them best of luck. Real cool sound. We will find out next Tuesday at 3 p.m. who is the winner of CBC Searchlight. Okay, moving along. Don't have much time left in the show. We want to give a shout out to this gentleman who reached out to us. We do have an email here, which sometimes we're a little bit lazy at checking. So if you send us an email and you haven't got a response, it's not because we don't like you. It's because there's four of us manning the email account, Manning/Womanning. Liz Holloway. We get a little bit like, oh, did you respond? Did you respond? Discorder.radio@citr.ca, by the way. So Rodney DeCrew, if that name rings a bell, he sent us an email probably about 6 weeks ago or so.
Yeah.
Talking about his album and his tour. And we were like, huh, has anyone responded? And we kind of, actually, I don't know if we've even responded. Have we? All right.
Like, let's talk about that later.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. But we do feel bad, but we also want to acknowledge his show that's happening this Thursday, Atlanta Lose. So yes, we didn't respond to your email, Rodney, but we're going to play your song. We're going to give and talk about your show. Also, you may recognize the name because he graced the cover of the Georgia Strait.
Yes, about a week after he sent us that email, actually.
Yes. And I think one of the reasons that he was on the cover of the Georgia Strait is because he's got a really interesting past. Now, I know that he would rather talk about his music than his past, but if I can just give a quick little blurb. What was written about him. It wasn't the first time Rodney DeCrew had blown it all to smithereens. Sitting in a van a half decade ago about a million miles from home, after 7 years and five albums together, the local singer-songwriter abruptly dumped his band moments before a sold-out show in Winnipeg. Somewhat inconveniently, they still had 2 weeks left of dates, which subsequently needed to be filled by four emotionally devastated men no longer of capable talking to one another. Yes, there you go. So he has a lot of interesting things to talk about. But Campfire on the Moon is the new release from Rodney DeCrew 5 years later. And it's what you get when you put one of Canada's most sensitive and brilliant singer-songwriters back in the studio after a half decade of intensive recovery. So we are going to try to focus less on Rodney's personal story, which is very interesting. So I recommend you check out the article and focus more on the music. Once again, he is playing this Thursday at Lana Lou's on Powell Street. His album is called Campfires in the Moon. Lots of really interesting titles in this one, including Stupid Boy, Ugly Boy in a Stupid Town. But the track we're going to play is called Young With You. It's Rodney DeCrew on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9.
could talk about the old times. We could dig up all those graves. We could set the dead to talking. But we don't know what they might say. So please don't say you're sorry. I don't need that from you. To be young is to be reckless. I'm glad that I was young with you. We could walk along the seashore. We could stare out at the waves. We could pretend we live forever, but we don't think that way. So please don't say you're sorry. I don't need that from you. To be young is to be reckless. I'm glad that I was young with you. Some poets have said, in our sorrow lies our joy. But I don't feel any wiser than I ever did before. And I still have no idea what we're here for. So please don't say you're sorry. I don't need that from you. To be young is to be reckless. I'm glad that I was young.
Hey, this is Harry from the Cat Empire. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Enjoy yourself.
Maybe, baby, let's call in sick to work. You don't have to feel like some kind of jerk. Spending the whole day in bed, you and me relax instead. Up the telephone, tell your boss that you're not coming in. Plug your nose and make a cough. You hardly ever take time off. I can get the coffee started. Okay, call him like this.
Hello? Miss Lickabit?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be making it in today.
Time. You and I have not spent one moment together this month. What the hell's wrong? Why not? Maybe, baby, let's call in sick to work. Coffee's done, I think it's starting to perk.
Undercover. Go!
dance instead. How the hell have you been, baby?
We are back on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Adrian Teacher. Adrian Teacher, formerly of Cool. He's got a new project out called Adrian Teacher and the Subs. There you go. Get it? That track was called Let's Call in Sick. Maybe so we can get the subs to take his place. Great little EP. Lots of cute titles, including When Did I Get Older? One Thing Your Money Couldn't Buy, and Thrifting on a Sunday. It's a much lighter feel than the fast-paced excitedness of Cool, but a few of his Cool bandmates, including Amanda P., are on board for this one. Adrian Teacher and the Subs, and they are actually in the CITR this week. CITR charts this week, I should say, featured at number 9. Okay, about time to wrap it up. Thanks again to everybody who helped make the show possible. Matt Muse doing a great job on his second week controlling the board.
Well, thank you. It feels a lot more natural today.
Nice. And I think it sounded a lot more natural for our listeners. Hopefully they'll agree. Liz Holiday as well. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
And coming up next, Mike McNabb, no relation to former Canuck Peter. With Flex Your Head, and we will be back at you next Tuesday, same Discorder Radio time, same Discorder Radio channel, CITR 101.9. We're going to close it out with a band that's playing a show tonight in town from Huntington Beach, California. This is a great way to end our summertime 80s vibe, even though this is a classic 90s track going back to 1995 from the album Everything Sucks. It is Real Big Fish. They're playing tonight at Venue, and there's still a couple tickets left. Go check them out. Real fun band, and this is a great, fun way to end our show this week. The song is called Beer. Don't drink too much of it this weekend on your May long weekend. We'll see you next week. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
She called me late last night, say she loved me so. Didn't matter anymore. I say she never cared and that she never will. I do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. She loved me so, but I guess she changed her mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be alright, but I can't live without her, so I won't even try. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. Maybe next time I'll remember what you do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. She said, well, it's okay, boy, 'cause you know we'll be good friends. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. I think I'll have myself a whoa, whoa, whoa.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Why, sometimes I'd like to take a peppermint and a switchblade and a cat.